Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio with two guests this morning, Randy Huey, who is the Executive Director of the Sitka Community Land Trust, and Will Peterman, who is the President of the Board of the Sitka Community Land Trust. Thank you both for being here this morning, and welcome.
Thanks for having us on.
Good morning.
Well, we're here to talk about... I think I called you Peterman, by the way. Sorry, Will. Yes. It's Will Peterson.
Peterson, yeah.
get names right. We're here to talk about the Sitka Community Land Trust, and I want to just lay the foundation for listeners who might not be familiar with some of what it is and how it started. So I'll turn to you, Randy. Tell us, what is the Sitka Community Land Trust? Right. How did it start?
Yeah. We started working on the idea in 2015. We'd heard about the national model, did some investigation, Rose Small Grant, got a consultant and developed and customized the land trust model, the community land trust model, to Sitka. And what it is, it's a model of home ownership that provides permanently affordable housing, which is the word permanent there is what distinguishes it from every other model that I am aware of. And so how it works is that it's affordable because there's no land cost. The land stays in the land trust, and people lease it for $50 a month, but they don't have to buy it. So that saves, what, $75,000, $100,000, just right there. And then there's a very small house built. So as far as initial affordability, small house, no land. And then in our case, we were able to bring some subsidy through a Rasmussen grant that did all of the site work and utility installation. So that's the house. The rest, other than the no land and the subsidies, it's just a market-priced house. Wow. But then to keep it affordable over time, profit-taking is limited at resale. So you gain ownership of a house just two ways. You buy equity with your monthly payments and your down payment, and you gain value through inflationary increase in the value of the home. That inflationary increase is what the problem in America is. It has increased rapidly beyond earnings, right? Vastly beyond earnings. So we limit that profit taking of that part of it. You get all the equity that you pay for, but you only get 25% of the inflationary increase. And then we put it back on the market way below the appraised value again, and that's how it stays affordable.
For the next homeowner, for the next buyer.
Permanently affordable.
Affordable. And also, it's affordable in a way that it's for a certain, it's not just for anyone to buy it. So talk a little bit about who qualifies for owning one of these houses.
It's a very generous qualification. Up to 120% of the area median income for the household. So for a family of three in Sitka in 2022, the area median income was slightly over $100,000. So for a family of three, they could make as much as $120,000 and still qualify. So it's a very generous qualification. Our buyers are all substantially lower than that.
Okay, so this is exciting for everyone, I imagine. We are always talking about the housing market here, how difficult it is to find housing and how expensive it is. So that's a little bit about how this began and how it works. Will, I want to turn to you to kind of bring us up to date to where the Sitka Community Land Trust is now. How many houses are there? What's coming in the future? That kind of thing.
Yeah, we have six houses built and occupied, and one that's just closing in the next 2 weeks. And that one that's under construction, and that those two homes, so it's a two-bedroom home closing very soon, and then a three-bedroom home under construction, and that will be finished in November.
So by the end of this year, there will be eight completed, filled houses in the Sitka Community Land Trust neighborhood. And what is that kind of the end? What's the long-term vision?
Yeah, so the community that we're focused on right now is the Sus-Heeny-Shock community, and that's a pocket neighborhood of about 14 to 15 homes, and hopefully down the road as well as a apartment complex, a fourplex.
Okay. So there are a couple of things there I want to talk about. I want to turn back to Randy to talk about the apartment complex, the fourplex. So fill us in on what that is and why that's where that's going to be and why that's going to
be. Our mission is affordable home ownership. But we need a way to sustain the work of the nonprofit. It's worked so far to this point because Mim, the now retired executive director, and I had other means of support. So we did this for not much money. Let's just leave it at that. And when Mim retired, we were able to hire J.J. Carlson, who has architectural training, a couple of architecture degrees, and deep experience in project management and huge operations in Chicago. She came back to Sitka and agreed to join us. And so she brings a technical skill set, which is amazing. It's remarkable that we have someone of her abilities here. But she is a young person who she has to earn more than we're able to pay. And so the apartment building would be a way of creating some income for the nonprofit while creating some more housing desperately needed. And it might serve as a launching place into the homeownership as well for us. So it'll be below market rate rental, no details figured out there, but we are trying to raise $1 million to own that building outright.
Okay, great. And I know that you don't have a particular campaign set up yet for that fundraising, but if people are interested in, you know, being a part of that fundraising, they can always donate. You have a website people can visit, sitkaclt.org, and that would be a place to, yes, to do some of that fundraising.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I want to turn back to you, Will, because you mentioned the name of the neighborhood, and I want to talk to you about that. Tell us how it got named and what its name is.
Yeah, so Sus Heaney Shock is the name. That roughly translates to the Harlequin Duck Creek watershed community, and that came about through a partnership with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. The SCLT and STA came together and were like, how can we name this a local name in Tlingit? And so the elders at STA realized that this community that we're focused on sits in the watershed from Cascade Creek and Harlequin Duck Creek, which is Harbor Mountain and Gavin Hill. And so that was a few years ago, and then COVID happened. And so we didn't really get to do much with that in that time frame. But this year we did a naming ceremony, and I was able to create a sign. So you can go drive by and see what's there, and it says Sus Heaney Shock. And so the sign went up this past month, I guess. And
when Will says, I was able to create a sign,
yeah,
it's a lot of modesty there. Right. It's a beautiful sign that he designed, and with Mike Vieira at Sitka High's help,
yeah,
they created a fabulous sign for the neighborhood.
That was about like 6 to 8 month process.
Wow.
And, you know, went through several different design iterations, but I got assistance from Mike. My dad helped me with the duck design, and so I was pretty proud of that.
It's form line design.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So people will get a chance. They can see that if they drive by or they swing mm-hmm. through, but also there's an open house coming up right away. They can mm-hmm. come and take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So when is the open house, Will?
So this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m., people can come and view the new home and the home under construction.
Okay. So the new, give us a few details about the two homes that they can take a look at, and what exactly they just get to kind of free form walk through. What is
Pretty much, yeah. I think it'll be pretty open. There'll be application there if you're interested in joining the pool of potential home buyers. And so we'll have some representatives of the organization there to guide people through. And so you'll be able to see the two-bedroom home all the way through. And I believe the three-bedroom home is pretty open to view the entire property.
It's framed out but not completed.
It's so framed that one, up. Okay. And yeah, so you get to see kind of the process of what that looks like.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's see. I guess I want to mention the phone number people can call if they have questions, mm-hmm. which is 907-738-2999. And they can also visit your website, sitkaclt.org. And there's one other way besides the open house that they could connect with you or get involved, and that is the monthly meetings. So, Randy, when is mm-hmm. the next monthly meeting, and where is that?
Yeah, it happens to be Monday at 6. And we use the Hames Corporation Conference Room. So that's right on, we don't know if that's Lake Street, but right downtown. So 6 o'clock, public is welcome.
Great.
And we are It's a regular board meeting with important work, and we love to have people join us.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Randy Huey and Will Peterson, for being here this morning.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.